Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The recent stock market crash is the fastest valuation decline in history, faster than 1929, 1987, 2008. But our next guest believes we may have reached an inflection point and is particularly bullish now on the energy sector. Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst and managing member at Income Growth Advisors in Charleston, South Carolina. He's also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. Tyson, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Give us a little background here. I know that this is your area of expertise, the energy markets, and in particular, master limited partnerships, often referred to as MLPs.
That's correct. I've been investing in master limited partnerships since about 2001. And so I've seen a lot of cycles. I've seen a lot of cycles before investing in MLPs. I've invested in MLPs through the 2008-2009 crash, as well as when oil went down in 2016. And both times, I think, are very similar to the current scenario we are looking at, where the MLP valuations are extraordinarily low. And what's particularly attractive about master limited partnerships is that they provide very steady income, and they're in the part of the energy space which are really utilities. They collect tolls. They move oil from the wellhead to the refinery. They pay a fee for refining or storage. So they're not sensitive to the price of oil, at least their cash flows. I'm buying closed-end funds that are yielding 30 and 40%. And when this all settles out, they're going to yield 10% or 9% the way they did a year ago. And that means those assets will have tripled. And for me, that's extraordinary because, again, these are not economically sensitive investment vehicles. And for a lot of people want to have income. While we don't know exactly how bad the economy will be, if you can buy a utility where you don't have that earnings risk and it has a high yield, I think it's a great place to be investing.
Okay, but we can't exactly compare them to a utility though, right? Because utilities were not yielding 9 and 10%. So at that yield level, there must be a higher level of risk at that rate, even if it goes back to 9 or 10%.
They're not traditional utilities. However, what we have seen that's unique, it's actually not just specific to the MLP space, but Wall Street loves to lever up good ideas, try to make a lot of money. So in the case of MLPs, where you had 10 and 12% type returns, if you could borrow at 0 or 1 or 2 or 3%, you could actually lever up portfolios. And what happened during this unusual decline, which I would say is defined by two black swans, one being COVID-19, the virus, and then secondarily, a dispute between Russia and Saudi Arabia and OPEC dropping the oil price down to 20. These two unexpected events have just totally hammered the space, which for all these levered strategies caused margin calls across the board. And anybody who reads The Great Investors knows that the only time you get a bargain in the market is when everyone is selling. And I think that when you have forced selling, as opposed to selling that is driven by underlying fundamentals, it's an opportunity. So MLPs, some can yield as low as 4% in this environment. I'm not sure I can exactly address why their yields generally are higher than utilities. But right now, they have seen declines on the order of 3 standard deviations, and they will normalize.
The MLPs themselves, they trade like exchange-traded funds, ETFs, on the major exchanges?
That is correct. They do.
And finally, can you, as a matter of disclaimer, tell us whether you hold any positions in the MLP market?
I certainly own positions in the MLP space. It's an area we have been focused on for years. And I own these Kayne Anderson funds, KYN and KMF in particular, that I've been buying recently because I think they really fit the bill of what I'm describing.
Well, Tyson, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You're welcome, Mike. Thank you very much.
Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst and managing member at Income Growth Advisors. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. He's also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.